from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian rebels say cessation of hostilities may be over. Rebel commanders and opposition politicians who have been battling to unseat Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for 5 years say the cessation of hostilities brokered by the U.S. and Russia in February is on the verge of collapse, and they're readying for a regime offensive on Aleppo. Anti-Assad activists say they've recorded at least 66 breaches of the truce by the Assad regime and Russian forces over the past 48 hours, with nearly 100 people, including 7 children and 5 women, killed in government areas. Strikes. Indeed, in the town of Talbasa, Associated Press provides audio of a man screaming in the wake of government bombings. God is great, he says. April 11, targeting the city with barrel bombs. Talbasa, homes, violation of the ceasefire. God be our witness.
Allahu Akbar! 11-4! Istidat Madina al-Baramin Mutfajira! Humus al-Bisi! Khalaq al-Hudni! Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil! Ya Allah!
And then the gut-wrenching sound of a young child being treated in a hospital, followed by the sound of a small infant with an injured foot. VOA reported earlier today that Russian news reports say the Syrian military is preparing a major operation with the Russian Air Force to regain control of the northern city of Aleppo. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama will likely ask for contributions to rebuild damaged areas of war-torn Iraq when he speaks with Gulf allies in Riyadh next week. Now that, according Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, according to reporters today. Speaking aboard the USS Blue Ridge during a visit to India, Mr. Carter said repairing the destruction that has occurred in Iraq is necessary to make the eventual defeat of the Islamic State stick. Afghan officials say 12 Army recruits were killed in a suicide bomb attack in the eastern city of Jalalabad on Monday afternoon. Defense Ministry spokesman Daulat Waziri said 26 other people were wounded in the blast. U.S. CIA Director John Brennan says his agency would not use waterboarding against a detainee, even if a future president ordered such interrogation techniques. Mr. Brennan said he would not use the tactics because this institution needs to endure. The CIA used a program of harsh interrogations aimed at forcing terror suspects to give up information. President Obama banned the techniques when he took office in 2009. John Kerry says he was deeply moved and honored to be the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Hiroshima in Japan, a city devastated after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb near the end of World War II.
This was a display that I will personally never forget. I don't see how anyone could forget.
Next month, President Obama will become the first American leader to visit the city. For 9 young female musicians of Ivory Coast, breaking into the male-dominated music industry wasn't easy, but their group, Belamondo, is now a household name in Abidjan and booking shows abroad. Emily Yobe reports from Abidjan.
The 9 women of Belamondo win over yet another audience at this bar in Abidjan. This was the first venue to book them years ago, and they still play here weekly. Belamondo is one of the few all-female ensembles in Ivory Coast. It all started back in 2007 when a music producer came to then-music student Prisca Alou. She says the man told her he wanted to create an all-female band to fulfill a promise he made to his late mother. Guitar player Clotilde Blay says many didn't believe the band would last. People will tell us that women can't make it work, that they can't get along together, she says. So we took that as a challenge. Emily Yap from VOA News in Abidjan.
Belamondo is currently preparing their second album. An unmanned SpaceX cargo ship arrived at the International Space Station yesterday, 2 days after launching from Cape Canaveral, Florida. On board, 3,100 kilograms of freight, including food supplies, laboratory experiments, and an inflatable room. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.